Rashi Sovoy, with the same shot, Yisroi. So it talks about, he came to Mitzad Moshe Omar Yisroimor, Eli Yam Lavrosa Omar Hadizim, Orvachar Zayyahu, this one, Levi Yuchi Sovoy, this one, Yom. The Eli Yam Lavrosa Klolo, Vare, 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 Different Shvatim, as Chazal tell us, Tzoyklon Beis, six Shvatim, all of the Rosh HaGrizim, six Shvatim, Rosh HaReiva. And the Kohen and Levim, the Arm of the Mata, the Emsa, Levim turned their faces to HaGrizim, to our Baruch HaIsh, to our Yatsif Esa, and they turned off of them, HaGrizim, and they hope to play with Harry Abel, and the Apostle of Kalolo, and everybody says Amen. These were the Kabbalah's HaBris for Klal Yisrael. Now they entered into Eretz Yisrael with the Tav and the Bris, and the Bris was Orur and Baruch. And the Orur Chaim HaKadosh is Ma'orer, we show you Ma'orer over here. Why Dafka these 11 Arurim were chosen as the Arurim that they were Mechadish on Har Eichel. Rashbam is Ma'orah, we were also Medayik Lamai, said that these things have the common denominator that they're all Beseisa. The Rashbam brings out very interesting, you see. Or ha'ish she'yase pesel maseh to avz hashem maseh idichor b'som baser basoser. The pshat is that it's a hidden thing. Well, the Meisner Rashbam points out that the Meisner by all the other ones the vayda b'seiser. We see all the arayas b'seiser. But the din of pesel maseh or could be done begolah. Therefore, it says therefore the Torah emphasizes he was done b'seiser. And the same thing it says by lashon hara something could be done. He says the from be. So it says, Orur, it says, Lash by there, Orur, Makir, El, Basos, also. That's what we emphasize also. What the Knetzer? It's not the Rashbam Pshat. Rashbam says Pshat, and the Knetzer of the Seisr is, the Shtugel of the Orchaim also, and he answered the Kasha that the Pshat over here, the Seisr is, that the Orur is because now Klai Yisrael is coming in to Eretz Yisrael, and obviously every Aveira that's done, and they would cover a new bris on themselves. Maybe it's chomer. So I bet that a begolui, so the Rashbam is pshat, that's Bezdin's going to take care of it. You don't need the aura. Bezdin's going to take care of it. The Averis, or as the Archaim says, and that is the Arvis. Each one's responsible for the next guy to make sure he does it. Problem is, that this Torah, by this week's prayer, this Torah, Hashem Elokeinu, and Niglos Lorovanez, and this Torah, is Lashem Aleichem. The reveal things, okay, a bezin, there are people that give musul to chocha, your friend, they'll be able to, you know, deal with one another, because it's open, they see it, and they can take care of it. Hashem, things that are hidden, no one can take care of it. We want to add that maybe the pshat is a special order. The things Beseisa with the word for the Priskarov. The Priskarov says, it should be marked in the word of the Gemara of Obakam. The Priskarov says that's Pshat Namolet. That the Gemara says that by a Ganef, he has to pay Kefal because he tries to do things hiddenly, and Shem shouldn't see. He's afraid of people, but he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch. He makes plans how to do it, but he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch. So in Melo, there's a tie on the God of Mu'am, Mashiach, the God that he does it spontaneous. He doesn't have any mahalach. Dafka, he wants to make money, he goes out and robs on a daylight, he goes out and sticks them up. He's not afraid of anybody. There's a much bigger tie when you show you're afraid of somebody, because once you're afraid, you're showing you make cheshbonos, you're afraid. What about a Kishkoshbaum and the Chesed? That's what a Kishkoshbaum goes to Pshan Amoli to the Yoriya the Kiyo. That they should have done. Enochon Avin didn't make a Chesed, but a spontaneous battle, a spontaneous attack. on Klai, so it would have been just like such a taina. The fact is that they were planning, as the Pasuk says, they're so precious. So he probably say it. But it says you're weary. It says Mitzrayim, just coming out from Mitzrayim with no food and you're all weary. It says Mitzrayim. They attacked after the weak ones, as we know. The time on them want to make Khajbainis, where's the Khajbon on the place? They did it also for Saisa. It's very tricky. They came and they attacked Laisa. In a tricky, in a sneaky way. Therefore, there's a taina on a mullah. There's a man who can say pshat in these auras also, not mahalach. But the pshat is that when a person does a besaysa, it's dafka a taina. It's dafka a taina when he does a besaysa, that the Torah has an extra thought on that for that when we try to hide from a Kodesh Baruch, if I'm hide from people, try to do things in privacy. When no one's looking, when no one's seeing. But there's another connection over here. And that is that in the we find in the list of the 11, so the first one, as we know, is Orai or Isha Shel Yasa, Pesel Masecha. You don't make a Pesel Masecha. In Basosa, you go in your hidden area, you go into your basement, you have a statue over there, you worship it, you're trying to show that you're trying to hide it from people, but you're not hiding from HaKadosh Baruch. So again, he's doing it in a sneaky way. And then the Torah says, Oro makla obi v'imoy. The person is misalza and covered obi v'imoy. Again, it's also in the privacy of your own home. So the person going pshat, shpam, you're doing it in the privacy of your home. You don't treat your parents with respect. It's also in hidden, not too many people are going to know about it. It looks to the naked eye that you're living together in harmony. But in the privacy of your own home, you treat your parents with disrespect. It's again a sermon that's done to say so. And then the Torah tells us, Orim masik lure eyu v'omar akol omar mei. A person is masik lure eyu. So the masik lure eyu or masik lure v'adorech. Over there we find that these are l'chor averis that are more clean. First we talked about Yasef Pesel Maseicha, make a chas v'sholot, and then you go ahead and you mezalz on tvoyov v'imoy. Those are gval grois averis. Those are on the list of the aseres adibris. Or masik v're'eyu l'chor shat gneiva. Also, well, the ma'aser we have, as we mentioned, also it's shayot to the parash of gneiva, but it's a different type of gneiva. But all the list is Oru Mashke Iver Badoro Vamakolome, Oru Matze Mishpanke Yosef Vamona. That the person is Chas V'Sholom Matze the Mishpanke Yosef Vamona and Mashke Iver Baderech. What's the Yisoid? The Yisoid is that, and we see the list of the Benon L'Chaber, we see it also, is that, and these are various. There's an extra knach over here. And that extra knach is that Lamaisa, he's doing something which is hidden. You can stop me, Gagana, also which is hidden. But he's doing something which is hidden, which Gufo wants that it shouldn't be known to the person. When you make a Geneva, Lamaisa, it can become known to the guy that it's stolen. And Lamaisa, he can find out about it. Well, the ma'aser, when you do a mashk even by derech, what do you try to do? You try to present, you try to give an eitzah to someone. You try to give an eitzah to someone. No one can know if you meant right or not. Who is the only one you know? In the heart of your own hearts. Via, as the Chazal said, you're raising melekecha, which is with the evil loyalty to mikshel. In the heart of your own heart, that's the only you know if he's saying eitzah or not. If you're really doing a good eitzah or not. If you mata mishpagel yosef amon, the same thing. No one really could know. You could have been bribed. It's only in the heart of our heart. The pshat is, it's so secretive that it's something that could be hidden and never be known to them in Gufu, the one you're doing it to. It's different from a regular name. The pshat is, it's an extra besesa over here. It's hidden b'toch hidden. It's seser b'toch seser. And the same thing, but Orem Makareel, when a person speaks Lashon Hara against a person. Makareel Baseiser is the same Yisoid. Is the Pshat is that you go around and the Prumbi you feel like the biggest friend, but the Maizi you say, somewhere totally hidden from the guy, and he loses his job. It could be he lost his job, it looks like Zechateva. But no, the Pshat is, and he tells the guy, don't tell you, I told you, right? So the guy who heard the Lashon Hara, that's the Makarev Beseis over here. The Makarev Beseis says that it's hidden from the guy itself. It's hidden from the guy himself, this, what happened. When someone's stolen from him, when somebody spoke straight out against him, he knows who damaged him. But he doesn't even know what the damage came from, he doesn't know who it came from, and how it came about. It's all in the hidden oifin. On that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has extra tfiyah on a mensch. The extra tfiyah on a person is that you're hiding, you're making plans. Strategy. Shad is an extra connection to Brisker Rav, but that's what I'm saying. An extra connection to Brisker Rav. This is a time you do something, you hide it from people. But there's someone you hide from people with a satiership, You hide from people in a way that they'll never know about. That's all it was done to them. And Dia is an extra satiship. And on that, there's an extra sphere of where's the first problem in the picture? You make cheshbonis, where's the cheshbon in the picture? You don't make cheshbonis how to do something. That's why I tell you that a ganav, like the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Baba Kama, there's a cheshbon, there's a tain on the cheshbon by the ganav. But the tain on the cheshbon by the ganav is, the tain on the cheshbon by the ganav, I should have made a cheshbon by the ganav, is a less of a degree of a taina than the taina of a guy that's masking even badera. The thing you make him to believe that you're doing the right thing. And he never knows that you meant wrong. Only you are the only one who knows it. Only you are the Eidishter. But the Nekuda, what we have to take out from the verse, because the sort of the Olam HaChaveira is that we tend to think, and the essence of more of a common, which is that we tend to think that when it comes to being Olam HaMokoi, there, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a taina, you're trying to hide from me. Remain in the chaveiroi. This we see from the Gemara Baba Kama, the Knesset of the Gemara Baba Kama. See, ben olam chaveiroi is also the tfiya, an special tfiya, that the Bereshit was machti. The Bereshit has a tfiya. The Bereshit wants to know you're making chesbonos. And you trick your friend. You make his brainness and hurt your friend. You make his brainness how you can take advantage of your friend. Don't forget about a Kodesh Baruch. Don't forget about a Kodesh Baruch. There's a Kodesh in the picture. And he's going to take an extra time, either because every Bein Olam LaMokoi, Bein Olam LaChaver, life the Bein Olam LaMokoi, it's a bit on the Moka Batsa. But there could be also a tfiyah on the fact that Pshat is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's extra tfiyah that this the trickery and the start of doing of what you're doing to your friend over here. How much you're trying to do a Mamash Avla Gedoyla and you're trying to hide from your friend. B'tuch hide from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, trying to hide from your friend Gufa. Trying to make it that your friend doesn't even know. There's an extra knesh of injuring your friend when you b'dafku don't want him to know about that, that you're hurting him. That you're making him believe that's the best thing for him. You're making him believe when you're trying to hide it over. Trying to make him feel that Kilo that he's not losing. Here's an extra connection. That's the tfiyah and the auras over here of the hidden trickery when you're trying to be a sneak. Ben Olam LaChaveir, Ben Olam LaMokoi, for sure, But the middle of the chaver is also, you go to the highest form to make sure that, you know, that he also doesn't realize that you steal from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a tie that Kodesh Baruch Hu has, you know, that with chaver and orum. Pufakert, the boy said, could be the Baruch in the same way. The Baruch is that you do things and you try to do things for your friend in an oifin that you deep down are trying to find the best oifin how to help your friend. You can do it in the Baruch, it will come out according to this, like Rashi says, the Oros are connected to Baruch, so Baruch Asher, he finds the right way to the Iver Baderech. And Baruch, that the Kodesh Baruch will be here, and we can hear to the Knesset that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka, the Davka has a Baruch and Chasam Aura for those who attack are weak, those who attack are not able to do it themselves, and they're coming to you for help. The Iver, the Yosef Almona, as the Evan Ezra said, they have no oizer. And this guy is Taka tricking them. This guy is trying to lead them in the wrong way. Give them a false answer. On that street all. When Fakir and Baruch Hu challenges that you Taka take people that are shvacher, and people that don't have direction, and people that are that don't have mahalach or are weaker, don't have anybody to help them. And you tackle oizer them of them state Baruch. Beis Hashem, that's the snake to take out of the Oros of the Baruch, to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching every step of the way, and how much he's concerned about the weak ones, the shvacher ones, the ones who can't manage on their own. How careful we have to be not to lead them falsely. How careful we have to be extra careful to guide them in the right way and to help them. Because no one else is going to help them. And that's a certain seisir shavayit, Ibn Ezra's mashma. The seisir is because no one's going to help these people. They're weak. They're feeble. They have no koyach. And you go ahead and help them. Of them take Baruch. And chas v'shalom on those people you take advantage of. Of them take Baruch. Many Lord, that's the case we have to know. Especially we're talking now to the Baruch of the attack a little bit. Buram. That Lamaisi, you have to realize that you, who Taka, understand the right path. You have to make that extra effort, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals. The Baruch Hashem is going to help the weak ones, the feeble ones, the ones who are not holding yet. Show them the way. Of them, may the Hashem reserve the Baruch Hashem Yochum.